So Jesus is making it apparent that he didn't come to abolish the law, which was everything to the Jews of his time and the prophets. He must have been receiving a little bit of feedback. In order to say that, they must have been saying, well, what are you doing? And rightfully so, because we remember things like his disciples didn't observe the careful washing of hands before they ate. Remember, he's criticized for that. Your disciples don't wash their hands before they eat. That's in the law. And you keep breaking these Sabbath rules, you renegade. So they were criticizing him. And Jesus says, no, don't get me wrong. I'm not totally upturning the apple cart here. I'm just getting you back to the basics. Well, what do we mean? That the law has one purpose, is to keep us in right relationship. Our street, our speed limit has one purpose, to keep us in a right relationship with one another. Because if you go 80 miles an hour down Raymond Street, you're not going to be in right relationship with me. If you run over Rufus, I'm coming after you. To keep us in right relationship, that's why we have laws. I studied law. It was a great joy of my life. I don't use it much anymore. To keep us in right relationship. And so what had happened is, at the beginning, God said, if you want to be in a good relationship with me, because that's all that he wants, just be in a good relationship with me, don't eat from that tree. What do we do? Ate from the tree. They said, okay, now just don't kill each other anymore, Cain and Abel. And what do? We kill each other. And then he keep correcting us, and we end up with these 10 commandments. And then it kept building and building. And by the time of Jesus, they become so fixated on the law. Now, they were well-intentioned, but they had 613 things they had to do every day. And Jesus says, you've missed the point now. So the scribes and the Pharisees, their whole life was about studying the law and making sure we fulfill the law. And they forgot that the whole purpose of the law was to be in relationship with God, a loving, tender friendship. So that when God himself comes before them, they can't even see him. They're so fixated on the thing that they gotta do. When the whole purpose of the thing to do was to be in relationship with the one who then stands before them, Jesus, all right, we got to reverse the engines here a little bit. So he said, I'm not undoing the Ten Commandments. Those stand forever. But you guys are so fixated on the little things that you do and you think you have to do that you can't even see me. And there he is in their midst. I don't know if it applies to us. That's what the scriptural reading is. Take it or leave it. But Jesus is saying, let's get back to basics. All I want is you. I just want to talk to you. I just want to be your best friend. So what's getting in the way? Here's Lent. In short, what's getting in the way of Jesus being my best friend? And if it's in the way, cut it out. Through fasting, prayer, some time, and almsgiving. Because when we give to the poor, when we give to Jesus no matter what. What's getting in the way, Jesus says, I just want to be your friend. The purpose of it all is a beautiful relationship with a loving God, which is extraordinary. Let's get back to basics. What's getting in the way? Jesus says, and cut it out. We don't need that anymore. I just want you, he says. And we should say, I just want you. Whatever's getting in the way, we're done with it. Amen.